Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
And you're on by, guys. It's all about being sensitive, having fun, and just really being yourself.
Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's your old pal, Cousin Zach, flying without my co-captain Ian today, but he is with us next week. We did a pre-tape. Thank you guys for joining us for another edition of Bye Guys. I am joined by two wonderful human beings who I genuinely really like, and I was going to try and make a joke, and then I realized that you're just two dudes I really like.
You could still make a joke.
Ah, fuck it.
What would it have even been?
I don't know. I'm happy that you're here.
Oh,
it's nice
too.
To have friends.
This is my third day in a row in this studio.
Welcome to my hell. I'm here all the time, every day. I left last night at midnight.
Yeah, dude.
And I got here at 11.
And your tooth still isn't fixed, right?
No, I have it on Monday.
Oh my God.
There isn't a Gas Digital dental office?
No.
What are they doing?
Do you have dental? Though?
Yes. Mrs. Amico got
nice.
Full for, she got a job at a Montessori school.
See, that's why you get married.
Yeah,
right?
Full. So I'm joined by Brandon Sagala.
What's up?
Thank you for being here and braving the Gas Digital studio 3 days in a row.
It's nice. It does feel good.
And Anthony DeVito.
Yeah, what's up, man?
How you doing, brother?
Man, I'm good. Always nice to see you as well.
Thank you, man.
Enjoy
I appreciate that. I'm in excruciating pain, as Brendan alluded to.
Yeah.
I cracked my wisdom tooth, and the nerve is exposed.
Oh.
And I was supposed to get it taken out Tuesday, but then the office called me and said that the doctor didn't want to come in.
Yeah,
he went, ew, gross.
Well, the dentist saw it last week and went, ah,
really?
And he went, I'm not touching that because I don't want you to jump out of my chair and punch me.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Dude, what the fuck?
What kind of dentist do you have?
So he sent me the dental surgeon, who was then closed. So then I was supposed to get it tomorrow, but I have a headline gig Saturday, and I didn't want to miss out on it,
yeah,
so I put it to Monday.
Yeah,
and I am just really hanging on.
Dude.
Damn it.
If that were me, I'd probably have to miss the headlining gig. I'm not showing up for 13 people with my fucking teeth broken.
I gotta fucking.
Yeah. This is your Jordan flu game.
I really. Sure.
We already have pressure on us to sell these shows out, and now add also like, dude, doing it for like a group like 10 people while you're like, so I was at the mall the other day. Ah! Yeah, every once in a while, your tongue accidentally touches it.
Or like cold air will touch it.
Right.
And I just go.
Yeah, they could just hear the whistle in your voice the whole time.
I'm fucking dying, dude, and it's been nonstop fucking excruciating pain.
What a week to not have a co-host.
Yeah, if you want, take off. Brent and I can talk for an hour.
We'll do this.
Yeah, man.
This is this, and I got one more spook show, and then I'm completely banked for next week.
Oh my God!
So
I did my regular 5 shows this week, and another 5 for next week.
Dude, you're a fucking champ,
done.
Man.
Then I'm done. I have a week to fucking recover.
If they ever do like a podcasting awards kind of thing, I feel like you would win.
They do those, something. And I lose a lot.
Do they do podcasting awards?
I lose pretty frequently.
What are you often nominated for?
There's something I won Best Movie Podcast for recently.
Okay.
Wow.
I can't remember what it was, like some website.
That's cool.
And then I know we were now, I think.
Must have meant a lot to you.
Yeah. It was a nice, and then we got nominated for some other thing, Rapted. I can't remember what. But I think Lewis wound up winning Best Podcaster on that.
Oh, on the movie? On the website?
Yeah, thing? Whatever it was. It was also probably just
what
like
website
a clickbait
is this?
Thing. It was probably some horseshit clickbait thing.
LOSfan.com.
Yeah. Yeah, like it was one of those things where you click on it, it's like Genius of the Year, Tim Dillon. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Lifetime Achievement Award. Yeah.
Karen Feehan.
Yeah, it's right up there with a BAFTA.
Yeah.
So thank you guys very much for being here. Let's knock plugs out of the way. You know, what do you want people to check out, Bubba?
You can watch my special on YouTube. It's called Brain Noise. Just go to comedian Anthony DeVito on YouTube.
Fantastic.
Is this live?
Yes, it is.
Well, if you're listening live and you're in the Connecticut area, I'm doing a one-night-only I'm headlining the Stamford Comedy Club. It's called New York Comedy Club, but it's in Stamford. Little confusing, but that's okay. Please come out. Last time I checked, it wouldn't even be worth coming out if my teeth did work. So please come out. Buy tickets on my website. Let's hang. Let's smoke some weed tonight. And that's pretty much it. And check out my podcast. Here's the Scenario.
Fantastic.
I don't know why I'm screaming. Why am I yelling?
I liked it. I liked your passionate energy.
You want That's my version out. Of coming at you live. You got to come see me out at Stamford Comedy Club. Coming up, Brendan, you got a couple of jokes. I hear dating's hard. What do you think? Yeah. Well, it makes me want to kill myself. All right. We'll call Stanford tonight.
I do love the morning show where you play all the zany characters.
Yeah, dude. I didn't even let anyone play another character. I was like, well, of course I'm going to play me, and I'm already in this
we
guy.
We did a pre-tape last night, and we were talking about having to do two shows a night, and you know the Sagalo 9 is just a term now, right?
Yeah. So now what does that mean?
The Sagalo 9 is where you sell out the first show.
Yeah.
And then the second show is like four people who don't care. And then you sadly drive home eating a steak with your hands.
I love that, dude. Yeah, because every comic has those gigs where the first one's amazing and then the second one's like ruins the first one.
It's like fucking a chick really, really well, and then her being like, you want to go again? Yeah. And like, you're just the worst, and that's the impression you leave on her. All right, so if you're listening, this Saturday I'll be laughing at Mahoney's in Poughkeepsie, bringing Andy Malef Arena. On April the 1st, I'm at Soul Joel's in Pottstown, Pennsylvania. On April the 4th, I am also at New York Comedy Club in Stamford, Connecticut with LaMare Lee. And then April 20th in Bensalem, Pennsylvania. If you like the show, promo code GUYS, GasDigitalNetwork.com. Get yourself a little bit of money off and a free trial to the network. Right at the end of the song. Boom!
Nice. How did you fuck up your teeth?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I just, one day, I like went to have water or something. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh, that's excruciating.
Whoa. Now, do you...
But yeah, I cracked it somehow. I must have done it in my sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, my freaking God. Do you brush your teeth every day?
Yeah, I started using charcoal toothpaste and a charcoal toothbrush. I think because it looks cool. But really, I feel like I've been getting a better experience.
You think you're getting a better experience?
I feel like I'm cleaning more, yeah. My teeth look better.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'll do that. I felt like you were gonna say felt like you were brushing your teeth with rocks or something.
No, it's just like it's a little grittier.
Okay. I would do that. I'm into that.
Yeah.
I like
care
charcoal
of myself.
Stuff.
I've been getting the Dr. Squatch gritty soap.
Oh, have you?
Feels awesome.
Does it? I keep seeing that those ads on my Instagram.
Yeah, you feel like you're like taking a layer of dirt, like you really feel like you're taking a layer off with it.
I don't think my balls could handle that stuff.
I mean, I wouldn't rub it on my balls.
Wait, is that not what it's for?
It's like a bar of soap.
No. They're like, oh, you're like the guy where they're like, I guess we have to put this on the label now.
Yeah. That's hilarious. Yeah, do not rub on genitals.
Do not rub aggressively on genitals.
Yeah.
No, it's just like a regular bar of soap. And then what else did I use? Oh, I do have a ball thing from Manscaped. I have like a specific like ball lotion.
Oh,
real nice.
Oh, it's nice.
Real nice. And then I tried coffee scrub for my face. Made a huge mistake.
Really? Now, what does that do? That made your
That's just supposed to like exfoliate and help you and like have like clearer skin.
Yeah.
But so here's my mistake. And I apologize. This is going to be graphic, people listening. I read an article about a coffee scrub for your asshole.
Uh-huh. I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say asshole. I don't know why, but I went,
and it was like an article by a gay guy, but it was also kind of an ad.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, oh, you know, my boyfriend's never loved eating my ass more. This is the best. He says the best my ass ever tasted.
And he's my wife loves
percolating. And my wife loves coffee, and I can't get her to touch my asshole, so I'm like, I'm gonna have a coffee asshole.
That's hilarious. Dude.
But instead, I didn't realize that specific brand. Was asshole safe.
Oh, it was a cold brew, actually. You didn't realize. You got too pumped up.
And that was specifically designed for your asshole. So I just bought regular coffee scrub, not knowing the main ingredient is sea salt. And then I scrubbed my asshole with it. And immediately, you know the way a dog scoots on the carpet?
Yeah.
That was me in the tub trying to, like, cup water and shove it up my ass.
Was it, like, super itchy or painful?
Yes. It was like I put salt up my ass. Nice. Which I think in some Middle Eastern country like, means I divorced my asshole.
Your wife's like, I know you wanted to make your asshole taste better, but you didn't have to put salt and pepper on it.
It hurts so bad. And I felt so silly. I'm like, oh, it was coffee for your butt. It's just, it's not a universal thing.
Right.
Dude, that's nuts. You're just laying on the table in front of your wife with your asshole, and a waiter comes over. more salt for your asshole, sir.
Oh, you're liking the cheese. Pepper boy.
Clinger, 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 clinger. I say, Wayne.
You're like, here you really are family. This is wild.
That's hilarious. It's at Olive Garden. That's so funny.
Oh, no, my mom sat me. My mom's.
All right, now here come the breadsticks.
My mom works at Olive Garden, and throughout my childhood, we had Olive Garden so much.
Of course.
And I was convinced that she got free food, and then I found out what her discount was, and it was so not enough to justify how much Olive Garden we had. It was like 20% off.
Oh, man. Jeez.
You would think you work there, you get like 50%
off. Of course.
Or free.
Yeah.
A free meal would be great.
Yeah.
So it's just hated cooking for me. For Christmas, like 2 years ago, I took my wife home, and my mom served Olive Garden lasagna.
Your mom still works at Olive Garden?
Yes.
Today?
And served us Olive Garden salad, breadsticks, and lasagna. It was terrible.
Sure.
It was Olive Garden lasagna stinks.
Yeah, it's rough. Yeah.
And we realized that she passed 3 real Italian restaurants to go pick it up. And I was like, why wouldn't you just get food at, like,
maybe
I'll give you money. Get real food. Right. And this is, she was, Zachary, Indian people think Olive Garden's very nice. We are full of Indian people all the time, and they tell me it's the best Italian food they've ever had.
What a cool barometer to live your life by. Yeah. Just whatever Indian people are doing.
Yeah, she's like, now let me listen to my music. She's just like, you know, lazy boy.
Thanks for these mini cymbals for Diwali again, Mom. Strange.
She's got those metal balls in her hand. Sometimes I just like robot. To relax.
No, my mom has all the same CDs from when I was a kid, and that she has never updated it.
Yeah.
For Christmas, every year she plays the Kenny G Millennium CD.
For Christmas?
It's his Christmas mix.
The
year 2000, and I know it because the Auld Lang Syne is the last track, but it's all things from the millennium.
He's like, the towers will never fall. No one will ever hurt us again. We'll never be in wars.
And it'll be Alan going, I'm gay. And then my uncle will go, why's that got to be on the CD? What's that have to do with Christmas?
Is that
every year?
That really happens?
Every year, everyone forgets. Ellen says, I'm gay, and then my uncle goes, what's that got to do with Christmas?
Why does she say she's gay? Why, on a Kenny G album?
Because there's clips of the millennium.
Right.
And it was the year Ellen came out of the closet. on
so
TV.
Funny. What a weird move on Kenny G to put that
and
in.
And it's
there.
One of the clips in it. And it's like news clips, stuff that was on TV that year. And one of them on Ellen, the year she came out, she was at like a store or something, and she accidentally said it over a microphone.
Right, right.
And that's the clip they use.
Dude, that's.
So wait, I didn't even know, because I've never really listened to Kenny G. I just know him. Does he actually sing, or is it just clarinet?
He plays clarinet.
Right.
Is it clarinet? Is it like alto sax or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, it's alto sax, yeah.
So it's just those clips
over the saxophone.
That's so funny.
Hilarious. And then I'll be like, why don't you get a new Christmas CD? And
it's Silent Night, I'm Gay.
That's so funny. Oh my God.
Zachary, I like this one. that we had that one, and then my mom was convinced my whole high school years that I liked Larry the Cable Guy because I liked Ron White, and she thought they were the same person.
That's hilarious.
So three Christmases in a row, I got a Larry the Cable Guy, the same Larry the Cable Guy Christmas CD. And the first year, she goes, Zachary, it's your guy you like. And
I went, I like. Is a Christmas album? Like an all Christmas jokes album?
Oh, it's songs.
Really?
Whoa.
It's bad.
On the first day of Christmas.
It's that. It's that.
And so, it's like all his like punchlines and stuff?
No, it's just song parodies.
That's so weird.
And it's really bad. And she goes, it's your guy you like. And I went, I like Ron White. She goes, oh. And then the next year, she hands me a CD wrapped up, and I look at her, and she goes, I think you might have this already. And I open up, I go, yeah, I do. And then the third year, she just hands me a rap CD again, and she just goes, I fucked up.
That's so funny. Just keeps getting progressively. She hands you another gift. She's like, I'm a bad mother.
All right, I'm sure this one isn't Larry the Cable Guy. Oh, Bill Ingvall. Yeah.
There's so many times I wanted to hit you, but didn't.
Oh, that's man. Thank you for letting me bitch and moan for a second.
Do you want to hear the Kenny G Auld Lang Syne?
100%.
Yes. Please, yeah.
This is every holiday.
I can't
holiday.
Believe we didn't ask for this.
Yeah, this is every holiday in my house. And it's on a loop. Oh, this is a loop.
Dude.
And here's the weird thing. it's oddly sexy.
Sure.
So we're just like having silent
fun.
Like no
Sitting
one really
there,
getting
dude.
Along. Eating quietly.
Getting turned on.
Yeah.
Then Ellen comes in.
Dude, that's so funny. That's hilarious.
Does it have the clips in it? Can you, if it has all the quotes in it?
Oh my God. I can feel you being brought back to every Christmas.
Oh, this is like, it's haunting me. But that's the whole CD.
Everyone just sitting at a table that's too small for them.
Yeah. And then everyone quietly talk. Everyone being quiet. And my mom going, somebody tell a joke or something.
Do one of Larry's jokes, Zach.
Yeah.
Oh, no. They don't like my. She means anyone but me. Tell a joke. Here it is.
Dude. Of injuries suffered in a car accident.
And I'm gay.
Yeah.
Oh my God. This is unbelievable.
You listen to this every Christmas?
Multiple. It's on a loop.
Dude,
the only CD
I didn't even think about them mentioning OJ. That's fucking hilarious.
It's the only
eating
CD.
Ham.
Yeah, or they mentioned Princess Diana in the middle of it, too. They pivot right from OJ to Princess Diana to Ellen going, I'm gay.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Bro, this is sad.
Fuck it. Yep, there it is. Every
Ellen and I'm gay.
Yeah, baby. Mike Myers.
They play They say, yeah, baby. Yeah. I'm Ellen and I'm gay. Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Behave. Oh, man. That rules.
There it is. 62. Wow. Kenny G. Who knew? What a moron. What a dumb move to do on your album.
No, it's not. It's fine for if that year.
Sure. Yeah, of course.
But it's got a shelf life.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why it's not fine unless you do that every single year.
I'm sure he does.
Wow. 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 Jeffrey Epstein, known pedophile, dead at 65. Wow. 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 Dashing through the snow in a George Floyd.
rioters have stormed the Capitol.
Stand proud and stand down.
You got to do that every year.
Man, that's great.
That's hilarious, man. So funny. I can't believe that. And it's also kind of sad. That whole thing was a little sad. No offense.
Oh, no, it's fine. I've come to accept it.
Yeah, it's hilarious. Yeah, my family, they would always listen to, like, you know, it was Italian family, but they loved this guy, Luis Miguel. He's this very, like, you know, just like Mexican, like croonery kind of singer. And that's what they would just put him on. And I was like,
that's cool, though.
It was cool, but I was like, nobody here speaks a lick of Spanish. None of it. But they would just love him.
Feliz Navidad. But would he do others?
Yeah, I mean, he had
Frosty the Hombre.
Does Gabriel have a bit about meeting him?
I think he might. Yeah.
He's taking his mom to meet him.
Yeah, because he's this very, 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 like, popular, famous Mexican singer. Frosty the Hombre is great, yeah, though.
He would just... Frosty the Essay!
How did your family get into Mexican crooning music?
I don't know. I mean, I think it was... My family was all women, so it's, like, it's never, like, a secret. Like, most of these people, you're like, oh, you're just turned on by this guy.
Okay.
Because, like, I remember going to the concert. We saw him in Radio City when I was, like, a teenager, and they were, like, it was just, like... Watching like my old Italian aunts just like running down the aisles, like just going nuts.
Just going nuts, yeah. Dude. Getting wet as shit.
Yeah.
For this guy being like, okay, so you know Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? Well, he had a fucking bunch of friends and they were not going so mean to him.
They're like, I love when he doesn't do a song and just does his Scarface impression.
Okay. Just describing Christmas like, yeah. So there was a snowman who
was... I'm celebrating.
He goes, say hello to my little friend. And he's got an elf on the shelf on his hand.
Yeah. My trumpet.
Okay, and I one, and I two.
I had Cuban side of my family, but they never played anything. Just my grandma would sing.
Oh, like, really?
They put on music. So she would just sing hymns. And then she got dementia. So she would just sing all the time. Like, middle of a conversation, a hymn would start.
Yeah.
And she grew up, she worked, like, sewing.
Hmm.
But then when she got dementia, she would just start to put napkins together at the table.
Wow.
And scream sing hymns. That's how my wife had to meet her.
Wow. I was just thinking about all, like, the shit that, like, we're going to do in our dementia, if we have dementia. Like, the shit that, like... We're going to say and sing, probably.
It's all going to be plugs.
Yeah. Yep.
Our dementia is just going to be
come
full.
Out.
Come out to the Laughing Tap in Milwaukee, November 10th.
Yeah, go to my website. Yeah. Follow me on Twitch.
Yeah, Grandpa Zach sits quietly and then says the N-word every 20 minutes. He thinks he's on a podcast.
Now back to you, Lewis.
That's the worst part of it. My grandpa did the first part, but he was never on a podcast.
Hey, guys, real quick, I just want to talk about one of our favorite sponsors. And for anyone who's a responsible adult over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal, you guys like to get high. Well, so do I, and that's why it's time to go to YoDelta.com and stock up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8. You guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp. It can be legally shipped to most states, almost all of them now, and it gets you really, really high. At YoDelta.com, you can find a great mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. And I'll tell you from personal experience, these products work and should be taken responsibly. The first time somebody gave me a Delta 8 gummy, I went, well, this probably doesn't work. And I took three of them and I had a panic attack. So don't do that. Treat them like regular gummies because they work really good. So once more, that's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the GAS Digital Network. And if you use our promo code GAS, you're going to get 25% off your order. One more time, guys, that's promo code GAS for 25% off at Yo Delta, home of the Delta 8 that gets you super high. Let's get back into the show. Oklahoma cheerleader coach who had sex with student 300 times was, and you're not going to believe this, manipulative.
I wonder who was the one counting. Like, was it the kid that was like, dude, 270? This is crazy.
This is the notches on the wall in prison. Tell us about the story, Paco.
So Jennifer Hawkins, 45, was a part-time employee in Moore Public School District during the alleged relationship with the victim.
Can we see her? Is she hot?
Yeah. To some.
Oof.
Oh, brother. No.
Tough lighting, you know?
I bet she could get sexy, though. I bet, like, in a weird way, like, you'd be like, gross, and then you'd find yourself having sex. And you know when you have sex with someone, you're like, dude, I used to think this person was ugly. You ever have sex with someone like that?
Only exclusively.
And they're usually saying it to you.
Yeah, yeah, I was going to say. It's usually the back end of that.
So what? Tell us about it, Paco.
So this started in 2017 when the victim was a sophomore, has graduated since. And at first, when they confronted Hawkins, she denied it. But then she admitted she made a mistake and began crying. And when they asked how many times, she said no clue. But the victim said over 300.
Yeah, that might have just
sure,
been him.
Yeah.
That might have just been pumping up some numbers.
Down. Yeah, I can't believe they wrote that down. He was probably just exaggerating.
How many times you guys have sex? Oh, 300 times.
I don't know, like 300 times. Like, I can't believe they actually wrote that down. I don't even think I've had sex 300 times in my life.
No, I don't. For what counts as sex? You know what
oh,
I mean?
Oh, yeah, absolutely
like,
not.
Because some of right, those are right, like, I don't right. know if this was yeah. actually
I counted it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
This was to me, but I don't think so. I mean,
I counted it. Dude, others, I would say, they were just more apologizing yeah. than actual sex.
Yeah. I don't yeah. think teachers will ever stop fucking students. I think that's going to be a thing that's going to be around forever. I mean, you're playing with fire here. Some of these kids are fucking hot.
They got to stop
some
making
these
kids so hot.
Some of these fucking losers, yeah. and they want to fuck these kids. There was a kid in my class named Justin. I wonder if I should say his full name, but because it's a cool name. Esposito. Oh. Justin Esposito.
Justin teacher fucker.
it's just Esposito.
Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah, I'm like, you know, we're not all fucking Anthony De Niro or whatever over here.
I do.
No, wow.
We thought you were going to be like Tony Brendan. Cocksmith.
Yeah, no, exactly. No.
I thought Justin Esposito is a cool name because we didn't allow Italians in our school. So he was developed, dude. Like I think he was already doing like GHB and stuff, and he was working out every day. So he looked like a 21-year-old. You know, he was fucking big. He would hit on this teacher, Miss Iovine, all the time. And Iovine was a fucking smoke show, yeah. too. Like, she was the cheerleader. I think she was,
wait,
like,
22.
Wait,
did you just by proxy call that man a smoke show?
Yeah. I'm on if on any show, I think it's okay here to call a man a smoke show.
This boy?
He
this,
was.
This boy on steroids was hot. I
mean, he's a man now, Zach. Yeah.
I remember being in school going, if I could just be a smoke show like Justin Esposito, then I'd have all the teachers. Writing in my little journal. Writing Green Day lyrics.
So what happened? So did they ever hook up?
I wish. No, I don't think so. But she didn't really act like he would walk up and like give her this big hug and like pick her up and shit to a point where it was like real flirting.
Right.
And she some days she'd be like, Justin, you can't do this. She'd be really serious about it. And then the next day she'd be like, like her foot up in the air and everything. And she'd be so into it. And there was a real will they won't they situation.
It was like a real Ross and Rachel thing.
Yeah, there was real Ross and Rachel when Ross was a teacher at that school.
Yeah, that's what that the cops season. Were saying. This is a real Ross and Rachel.
We got a real Ross and Rachel situation here.
We're monitoring it.
We got a real Ross and Rachel situation. We got a will they won't they. We got a real will they won't they.
Yeah. There's a cop arresting somebody. Yeah. We got a will they won't they in fucking San Diego.
We got a 472 in progress. Star-crossed lovers.
Did you ever have at your school anybody like hook up?
There was rumors.
Yeah.
I think for all the teachers that get caught,
yeah,
there's gotta be by sheer logic more that don't.
For sure.
Right?
Yeah, for totally. Sure. Because I think a lot of kids like either they're cool with it or they're also like feeling ashamed and they don't want to like bring it up or anything. So they just become like emo or whatever.
Yeah, that makes it. But there was rumors of, I think that's also probably like,
there's always rumors.
How much of that is just like jealous other girls who like want to ruin somebody's life or like band parents fucking yapping.
Also, what do you mean band parents yapping?
That's a personal problem. The first time I got my dick pierced, it was brought up at a band parents meeting.
The first time?
Wow.
Yeah, you went back to do that?
So the first time I got my dick pierced, I was 16, which is frowned upon legally. I went to St. Mark's.
The guy used his mouth.
Yeah, this is how he.
It's the only way.
This is how he sterilized the needle.
The German method. Yeah.
I went to St. Mark's and I literally walked up and down the block going to the piercing shops and being like, hey, I was going to get a piercing. Like, they have an idea. I'd be like, no. And they'd be like, get out.
Oh my God.
Until I walked by a kiosk and this big African dude goes, are you looking for body piercing? And I'm like, yeah. And he had a fucking little hidden door. It was like a sunglass hut. And then he slid over and there was a piercing parlor. Whoa. And he took out a book. And I wanted a Prince
he's
Albert.
He's using like a shaved down like end of a sunglass.
He's whittling it.
Yeah, he's like, I just got to make this a little bit sharper.
And he took out a book of dick piercings, and I wanted a Prince Albert. He's like, I don't know how to do that. So I got a surface piercing on the skin on the bottom of my dick.
Uh-huh.
And sure, maybe I showed too many people. That's probably on me.
That kind of happens, yeah.
But, like, you don't do it unless you're gonna.
Yeah, I mean, look.
Yeah, you have to show it to people. That's the best part about, like, when chicks used to get their nipples pierced, like, chick friends of ours.
Oh, yeah.
We'd be, like, just free looking at their titties. It was awesome.
But, yeah, that's why you get it. Like, it's a conversation
piece.
Right.
Right. So, wait, so did it get infected? I mean, this is the guy's first time doing
it. No, and then I was, like, I had a bunch of, and it's a surface piercing. It was, like, nothing.
Oh. Okay.
And I had a bunch of earrings and shit, so I kind of knew I had all the shit to take care of it. And I guess I showed too many people. So then at I found out
you
later.
Showed it to a kid at a playground. Dude, check this out.
Ballpark, how many people do you think you showed?
Let's say 50.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah, that's going to happen. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to show people.
I grew up in a small town.
Yeah.
News got out quick.
Right.
And I had never had girls ask to see my dick before.
Right.
And I was getting multiple a day.
Oh, man. Okay.
And like, that's a lot on a little fat boy.
Of course.
You come back to the guy. You're like, okay, it's working. How do we make them taste it?
Yeah.
Dude, a girl. Oh, we're going to have to give you a special piercing for this one, Zach.
It might be.
Come in the back of Warby Parker.
One of the first girls that ever touched my dick was a Spanish girl just walked up to me in the hallway and grabbed my dick through my pants to feel it.
Wow. Yeah,
it was a tinge of celebrity to it.
Yeah.
And then, I found out that at a band meeting, it was discussed. And then,
disgusting.
Yeah, that too. And then my mom's friend called her and told her. But my mom, I tried to call her bluff.
Okay.
And I was like, no, I don't. And she's like, yeah, well, that's what I heard. And I went, well, I'll take it out right now. I'll show you. She goes, I don't want to see it. We're going to the doctor. I'm going to make the doctor see it.
This is your mom?
Yeah.
Your mom is Harvey Fierstein.
Oh, no. It's great. That's the voice I do. And so then I had to take it out. And then I called my mom's friend, said Linda. And she was like, hello. And I went, what the fuck did you do that for? That's how I started the conversation.
Nice.
She goes, I was afraid you were going to get an infection and that you wouldn't be able to have kids one day.
Man, so there are all these parents just discussing your penis.
Constantly.
Wow.
And then, when I turned 18, I went and got a Prince Albert room immediately.
Yeah.
Same guy or different guy?
Oh, never that guy again.
Oh, that guy's the fucking... He's the godfather of your child now.
Yeah, no, that guy had no idea what he was doing. I can't believe he didn't just stab my dick. I remember he went, you have to take it out more. And I went, it doesn't come out more.
Then jerk it off or something. Come on.
It was the worst.
Looks like we're going to... I don't know what voice this is, but looks like we're...
He was a big African.
You did Jamaican, but it was fun. I liked it. I don't care.
Yeah, who cares? Whatever. Jolly old. Let's switch it up. Let's go English.
It's a crazy illegal thing to pierce a child's penis.
So, sure. Yeah. No. Yeah. Now that I'm hearing it, definitely. Yeah. Yeah.
In retrospect, yes, it's a wild thing.
Yeah.
But I've always been destined for greatness. What can I say?
For sure. But it is.
You guys had a real like Back to the Future kind of relationship. You and this guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
You and this older, crazy guy.
And I never saw him again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I take that back. I did, because I lived on 9th when I went to NYU, and I would see him. And I would point him out to people. I was like, that man pierced my dick when I was 16.
We have to go to the future, Zach. It's your penis. It's your kid's dick. Your kid's dick.
But man, I mean, the foresight, though, foresight and foreskin, to get to, for like... women is kind of, touch or become interested in your penis that way. That's a good. It's an interesting move.
Yeah. You know, it was the last ditch effort of a desperate man. somebody had to look at this thing.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, you're like, I'm gonna go through TSA. They'll have to see it.
Yeah, and then I got the PA when I was 18. I went to a shop on St. Mark's, and they went, our piercer's not here, but we'll give you a cab to our other shop. And I showed up to the angriest lesbian in the world in a winter hat. And this was no hello, no hi, I'm. She went, have you pissed yet? And I was like, what? She's like, go take a piss. I don't want you to piss on me, which I didn't know was a thing.
Wow.
Oh my God. She basically pierced my dick. Like, usually you would, like, put the needle. She almost went like this. Ugh. Like, she looked so angry to be doing it.
They keep sending these fucking kids to pierce. Oh, you weren't a kid, though. You were 18,
I was 18,
right?
For that.
You're a veteran.
Now,
you know
why
what you're
are you getting your dick pierced? What's up with
always
that?
Always wanted it. Saw the movie Strangeland when I was, like, 13 or 14, and he gives a guy a dick Prince. Piercing.
Yeah.
I think he gives him an amphalang.
What's an amphalang?
It's through the top. So, this is a dick. This is a very big dick. A Prince Albert goes in the hole and out the bottom of the head.
Ugh!
And amphalang goes right through the head.
Oh, my Ooh. God. Now, why, though? Like, does it feel good? It's just for aesthetic purposes?
I think it's more aesthetic.
That's a, yeah.
And ever since I knew you could get
have a magnet.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, no, I can just hook it out when it gets trapped in my body.
My dick ever gets too small. Yeah, you could just go like, oh, got it.
And
if it gets scared.
Once I found out you could pierce your dick, I've always wanted it. I don't know why. For some reason, it just clicked with me. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, that's the thing I want.
Yeah, my dick is a delicate little flower. I can't go anywhere near it.
I'll just try.
My dick is like the shy dog at the dog park. Where I'm like, oh, well, he's out. But
it's wrinkly.
Yeah.
No interest in tennis balls.
No, tail between its legs. You know.
I bet it's a great to play with, though, when you're at home.
Yeah, yeah.
You just get shy around
the
other people.
It's a rescue, so yeah, it's only comfortable with me.
You have to approach it very slowly.
Yeah, only from the right side.
He's got trauma from a previous owner.
Yeah, someone beat him. And I was that previous owner.
All right, what else we got here? I don't know how much we can discuss. Justin Roiland's domestic violence charges all dropped.
You know what's crazy about even hearing that is that you know there are going to be people that are like, yeah, of course. Like, I think a lot of, you know, I guess I'm hesitant to even say liberals, but there are a lot of people that, like, none of this shit, even the justice system-y thing, matters to them. They're like, if someone like that gets off on a domestic and it's like, yeah, he's not guilty. I think a lot of people are still like, fuck that. That's the system. He was definitely guilty and he's a man, so he can blah, 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 blah. So it's like your life is still ruined.
I think the Johnny Depp Amber Heard thing really swung the pendulum the other way.
Sure.
Right.
Because it's kind of always been, I think, with stuff like that, that you're presumed guilty.
Right.
At the accusation.
Right.
And a lot of people are, and I'm not trying to.
Sure, of course.
Not believe victims or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But I when Johnny Depp got exonerated or whatever, I feel like Marilyn Manson was home going, I'm going to be just fine.
Yeah.
And he is, by the way. Did you see?
No.
One of the chicks accusing Manson of being an abuser recanted everything.
Wow.
Really?
If you can bring it up, and she said that the main girl that's suing Manson told her everything to say.
Wow.
Oh, whoa.
And she's like, just because, I believe the quote was something like, just because you don't remember it doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Right.
And she tried to convince, she told her everything to tell the police.
Uh-huh. Whoa.
Which makes it more and more likely that this lady might be bananas trying to.
Right.
And by the way,
what if
he's probably a real bad dude. I've heard no good stories about hanging out with him.
Right.
Yeah.
Of all the people I've ever met that have met him, nobody's ever been like, Brian, great dude.
What if we have a situation here, you know, because I'm constantly trying to, like, reframe my mind and try to think of more empathetically and everything, because it's hard. My immediate reaction is like, yeah, fuck that bitch, blah, 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 she always, they all lie, you know. But what if there's, like, a situation where she's scared to come forward, and she was like, I don't want none of this Marilyn Manson smoke. You know, I'm going to wake up in a bathtub with one of my ribs missing or some shit like that.
Everyone has to suck their own dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, all I've ever heard, the stories I've heard is that, like, he, like, basically, like, I know I met somebody that had hung out with him, and the story was more or less like, yeah, we were just in his basement for 3 days doing drugs, and he, like, kept all the lights out, and he was really mean. But, like, at the same time, if you're a chick and you go on a date with Marilyn Manson, like, what did you think?
Yeah, it's not gonna be conventional.
Yeah,
I mean, he shows up in, like, a baby blue sweater vest. Yeah. Is that what you're thinking?
Did you bring that quote back up, Paco?
That's just my character.
Yeah. That's I leave Marilyn at work.
Please call me Glenn.
Yeah, yeah. So the quote from this chick, I remember Evan Rachel Wood asked me whether I had been, among other things, whipped, chained, tied up, branded, cut, assaulted while sleeping, beaten, or raped. Smithline claims she said all the things happened to Miss Wood and others, and that when Miss Wood was with Mr. Warner, every moment was a moment of survival. When I said, no, this did not happen to me, and this was not my experience, I recall being told by Miss Wood that just because I could not remember did not necessarily mean that it did not happen.
Okay, so let me try to analyze this as a half a fucking idiot here.
Uh-huh.
Because I think what's going on, because everything just fucking goes back to the... So this is what I think is happening. I think it did happen to Rachel Wood.
Yeah.
I think she... And there are other people that are like, definitely, we can recall. They go to this person and go, did that happen to you? And when she was like, no. Women do this thing where they just fucking get off the road of logic. And they're like, no, you don't remember it. Cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo. You know what I mean? Where it's like, no, just go like, oh, all right, that didn't happen to you. That's crazy. See, what okay, I think, well, it happened to us.
I think he might have been with some of these broads in a very weird S&M relationship.
Sure.
That then, outside of the parameters of the relationship, once he either fucked up or pissed them off, they basically were like, wait a minute.
Right.
What did I let you do to me? But at the same time, if you're a dad and your daughter's like, I'm going to date with Marilyn Manson, don't you have a friend? Don't you have a friend that's like, hey, don't do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if you're familiar with his music videos, but I'll just put one on for you.
Don't do it.
Or at least being like, is he really like that? What's that going to be like? Where are you guys? Where's he taking you?
Like, when you walk into his house,
Benihana.
Yeah. I love when they throw the shrimp in me. You mean in your mouth? No, in me.
He just taps the girl. The egg's in his hat.
So did Evan Rachel Wood's story, was that turn out to be valid?
So yeah, she's like the main accuser,
right?
And now some other girls have come. There's a girl on Game of Thrones and somebody else.
Okay,
but like I don't doubt that he's a bad dude.
Sure.
But again, I just think it might be this weird, he's into
uncomfortable
this.
Situation.
When you get to his house and he has displayed a canister of Zyklon B, which I've heard he does.
What is that?
What is Zyklon B?
Zyklon B is the gas Hitler used.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
He has a can of it in the house, like in a thing.
Whoa.
I've been told. He, like, that's like a piece in the house. I'd say, right.
Yeah, I love
maybe
history.
Hang
some
out.
Some people
there.
Just get basketball jerseys or like,
right? This one's signed by Stalin.
Like, he's probably, but at the same time,
this
like,
one's got an autograph by Goebbels.
Would I hang out with him? Yes. How do you not?
30 minutes, 45 minutes tops, you hang out with that
guy. There's a story when Hunter S. Thompson died. There was an article that Manson wrote for Rolling Stone, I think, just about a night that he had, and it was Nick Nolte, Hunter S. Thompson, Manson, and Johnny Depp playing cards in the back of a Chinese restaurant and then going out for the night. What a crew.
Yeah.
How do you not?
Let's go get some pussy, boys. You know, I like to picture them actually striking out, like when you go out with your friends.
Yeah.
Dude, the girls here suck.
Yeah.
They're like all walking in a line.
Consoling Johnny.
Way home.
Yeah.
They all have button ups with the stripy shirts.
Do you want to just go to Dave and Buster's and forget about this whole thing?
Dude, yeah. Let's go to McDonald's at like 2 a.m. I'm in.
Hey guys, real quick, I want to talk about another one of our sponsors, and it's the one everybody's been talking about here at the office, and that's our new friends at FeetFinder.com. That's right, FeetFinder is the new alternative to sleazy porn sites where you got to look at girls' entire bodies. Feet Finder allows you to objectify just the feet of your closest female and male friends. And, you know, if you're a foot guy, this is the place to be. And listen, if you're looking to sell your body, it's just not your dick or your pussy anymore. No, no, no. Show just your feet and make money in any number of fun categories like beautiful feet, high heels, soles, painted toenails. What's that? Oh my God, I quit my job. Fat feet? Or if you're feeling crazy, face and feet pics, you fucking pig. So next time you're browsing the internet and looking for your favorite things to jack it to, check out feetfinder.com. And hey, enjoy it on me, okay? Jerk off to some feet and think about me the whole time. You know what? Ask me. I'll send you a picture of my feet. I don't give a fuck. And don't forget to tell them that the Bye Guy sent you. Shout out Hunter S. Thompson. The my weed strain's coming out soon.
Oh, and you named it Hunter S. Thompson?
No, I bought I bought seeds from his daughter.
Oh, cool.
From his desk. Whoa. It was his stash, and it was his pot seeds that are mutated into my strain.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's just blooming now. It's going to be ready for Skankfest, I
think. Is it its own thing, or are you naming it?
Yeah, it's called Amico. I'm going to have two. The first one that's coming out is by Sativa. It's called Amico 666.
Nice. Love it.
And I basically met up with this grower a couple years ago, and he had me sample like all these kinds.
Yeah.
And then I put together what I wanted. It was like a wine list. And he's been growing it, and we own it 50-50. And we're going to do packaging, and it's going to hopefully be ready for Vegas.
Dude, fuck it.
And then cool, my indicas awesome. Are going to be called Midnight Spook Show.
Oh, great. Great. Awesome.
Because I figure that'll be such a fun thing to sell on the road.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Or like have...
weed. <'Cause>...
yeah. Yeah, drugs. Yeah.
Or even like just the packaging. And like, it'll
be... People have been doing it for years. They've been killing
it. Yeah, dude, you don't even have to do it on the road.
No, but I need to have like...
you don't have to be a traveling salesman for it.
I just figured like stickers and like... Yeah, it'll come with like a merch pack.
Dude. Yeah.
Dude, picturing a traveling salesman that sells weed. Hi, ma'am. Is your mother home? Just kidding. You know? Oh, you're so sweet. Come on in. Lady, we've got all the best. Click, click, click. Sativas, indicas. This one
for just $20 a month.
What else are you thinking about putting in the package?
I was thinking like, yeah, a sticker, maybe like have it come with my album.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm going to record something soon. And like have it be like one of the things. But we're going to have like an artist do like, cool, I want like Rat Tank kind of art that goes with each and then like... I want it to be something, even like the jar and shit, I want it to be something people will keep.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
100%. Do you have a venue for the album or anything yet? Have you
started I'm still talking about it.
That's cool.
But I should have something within the year. It looks like I'm going to do something.
Dude, that's cool.
Thank you. Could you bring up that quote again, Paco? Okay. When he first got his main house, the big one that encompasses the entire street above, that's when I first met Hunter S. Thompson. He was really upset about the ruckus that the rodeo bar was making down below, recalled Manson. So he was like, I want to fucking shoot those motherfuckers.
I want to fucking shoot those motherfuckers.
And then he had that hand cannon with him. He's like, they're not going to know who it is. They will 100% exactly know where it came from. Then we proceeded to try to piss and or shit upon Johnny's Walk of Fame star that he had just gotten. Hunter, Johnny, and me, but the three of us could not muster up either shits or pisses, so we ended up just going home.
Jeez.
I mean, it is a good time. Yeah. You know, it does feel
right,
like a
good
time.
That does sound like a lot of fun.
But it is exhausting.
Yeah.
Like, that's a one night.
Yeah, you have like, to be a young kid to do that kind of shit.
Yeah, and they're old men.
Right.
Yeah.
They're exceptionally old men.
Very old.
They
should make a show called My Grandpa is Johnny Depp. And just like show the someone trying to live as the grandson or granddaughter with like, come on, hey, do you want to taste my blood? No, Grandpa, take me to the zoo.
I thought that I saw Devo a few months ago, and there was a bunch of old men there like dressed in the Devo shit. And I was like, oh man, that's so weird that like there's kids out there that are like, Devo, oh yeah, that's that thing Grandpa likes.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Like wow. Grandpa loves 80s synth pop. Isn't that the weirdest thought?
Yeah, why is Grandpa in a red plastic hat?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going out. Yeah. He's got that fucking thing.
It's called an energy dome.
Oh, sorry.
Idiot. Yeah.
I think I got energy dome by my teacher.
I fucking love you, dude. You make me unequivocally happy. All right. Chinese firm invents kissing machine for remote lovers. Is this the lips we saw in rap?
Nat?
Yeah, I think it
okay.
is. Here's a picture of it.
Let's see.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Chinese for
it memorizes your kisses. So that you can kiss your... I mean, you just fucked that, right? There's no way that's for kissing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's for somebody who wants to fuck their phone.
Yeah, man. They made a lot of fleshlights. They messed something up at the factory. They were like, what do we do with these mini guys?
Imagine like...
It looks like an inhaler.
And then your friend finds that. What the fuck is it? Oh, sorry. It's my inhaler.
Yeah. Rather than find my fleshlight.
Plus, like, how big is the bitch that mouth is attached to? Look yeah. at it. Look at compared to this little Asian man. Is this lady 7 feet, a 7 foot tall fucking death by snooze man?
My girlfriend is a duck. Who's that duck from the Marvel world?
Howard the Duck.
Yeah, my girlfriend is a Howard the Duck.
But yeah, I guess they say it so that you can like, it's supposed to memorize the way you kiss. And then you can like send kisses to somebody in a long distance relationship. Yeah.
I kiss differently every time. Just to,
I know.
Yeah, variety.
Just
to...
You gotta mix it up.
You gotta mix it up, dude. You gotta like throw in, you know, surprise them every once in a while.
Yeah, make them feel like they're with another guy.
Yeah. Slip a tongue in when you're saying your goodbye morning kiss. Okay, have a good one. Have a good day. I'll see you later.
Yeah, I like to have a little candy in my mouth, and then I do a transfer.
Oh, sneaky.
Yeah.
It's like a PG version of snowballing.
Yeah, it's snowballing for romantics.
Yeah. Well, I mean, some would say snowballing is for romantics. What else?
Dude, that's crazy, man. How much does that thing cost?
That's a great question. Do they have a price on that?
You don't have a price on love. This is a French guy.
I like to keep it. If you give you two, they go another direction every time. The first one kind of has it. The second one, you're like, why is he Scottish now? It's great.
He said it's about $38.
That's pretty acceptable.
Huh. Dude, that's like it's disposable.
Yeah.
That's disposable money.
I feel
disposable
like lip
kissing
all money. Fleshlights. Everyone throws out eventually, right? Nobody cleans them. I feel like everybody fucks them twice. The novelty's gone.
Yeah, someone
and then you're like, I don't want this in my house.
100%. Can I test from experience?
Uh-huh. I put my dick in one once. I didn't like it at all. And I just went back to the old caveman ways.
Billy Club.
Yeah. I dragged some chicken.
I have complimented the experience before. The fleshlight quick shot.
Oh.
Excellent.
Huh. Okay.
No. If you can bring that up, Paco. So it's open. So there's no, it's literally just like this.
It's just a trash can.
But it comes out the other side.
Huh.
And that's excellent for abuse with a partner.
Oh, okay.
That's really, really good.
All right.
That I kept.
Wait,
I thought we were talking about jerking off. He's like, and that's great for beating your wife with.
No. It's been very, it's great. But then also, it's the same thing like, when you use it by yourself and you just consume with shame, so you like throw it in a drawer and then you find it 3 months later and it's got cat hair all over it.
Sure.
No. I can't have like a whole, I can't have any tools.
That's it, yep.
Or any evidence of, you know.
Yeah, that rules. That is like, that felt so good the first time I put my dick in it. You know like the pain in your heart you get when you cheat for the first time in a while?
Sure.
And you're like,
you felt
my
that?
Life up.
You felt that.
I also just get a pain in my heart from most physical activity.
I actually think it's the pain from your dick piercing. Yeah.
And the first time I put my dick in it, I literally went, I was like, oh, I'm fucking my life up. Like, I felt like I was cheating. It felt so good.
Wow. Man, what an advertisement.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's amazing.
I felt like, I was like, this shouldn't be like.
Right.
I was embarrassed of how good it was.
Right.
Now, wow. Yeah, of course, it's in a drawer. It stinks.
Of course.
Going back to the Chinese. So wait, so it remembers your kiss, right?
Yes.
So if you break up with a person.
You can keep their kisses.
You can keep their
kisses.
Whoa.
That's a movie idea.
You ask for that in the divorce.
Yeah, let me get my kiss back.
Only the most recent one, though.
Only the most recent one. Yeah, it doesn't memorize.
You can change it.
Yeah, you send kisses.
That's the movie.
You send a new one every day.
Right.
Or however.
Yeah, so
you want.
Have one, you kiss it. And then it kisses
them. Here's the movie, all right? Interior, Japan.
Yikes. Interior, Japan.
No, this is what happens.
Start to a movie.
This guy gets a kiss from his wife. His wife
dies.
Sure.
Can't bring himself to change the kiss and meet somebody who's eventually worth the kiss. Right? Act three, big climax. They change it. And he goes, you know what? Delete. And then he goes, fuck this. And he throws it and he starts kissing her, the new one.
I mean, I would want to be a little more respectful of my dead wife's kiss. Like, I would maybe be like,
kiss.
Give her one and go, goodbye, I love you. And then
that's
put it away.
Great. Yeah. Now maybe we're rolling here.
Maybe not be spiteful for my dead wife.
Get us bagels.
Yeah. Oh, this is too good, guys. God, remind me to have Brendan pitch everything. Interior, Japan.
Somewhere in Japan. Incredible.
And that's so funny. A guy in the room goes, is Japan on the outside? He goes, great idea.
Great idea. Get us bagels.
Keep saying,
yeah.
I'm the head of the studio.
We have too many bagels. We have a table full of bagels. We need more bagels.
Have you ever seen Audition? The Japanese movie? I feel like that's what that's the movie we would accidentally make.
What's Audition?
What's that? Yeah.
Audition is a Takeshi Miike movie, and it's a guy can't find a wife, so he holds auditions for a fake movie so that all these girls, and he starts a fake casting company, essentially.
Wow.
So that he can, and it's the first half an hour is a romantic comedy.
Right.
And then he meets a girl, and she's a serial killer.
Whoa.
And it's awesome.
That sounds cool.
Like it's like a romantic, it's like a nice comedy, and she's on the phone with him, and then you just see a body like sit up in a burlap sack in the back of her apartment,
oh,
and you're like,
God.
Oh, this is a different movie than I thought.
Wow.
Holy
I love
shit.
That.
And the big scene that everybody talks about, Paco, I made you watch this, right? No, that was the other Asian. That was the Asian before you. That was Luke. That was Luke. I'm so racist.
Oh, sorry. That was
nothing compares to Brendan's voices. I don't worry about it, Zach.
No, those are raceless.
I did forget which Asian producer I tortured with a movie.
Yeah, you're like, oh wait, that was Short Round. Sorry, yeah. I did that to Short Round.
Can you bring up Audition piano wire scene?
Oh, brother, yes. Am I gonna puke?
I mean, that's what the goal is, right?
No.
Then it's a podcast.
We need a clip, goddammit.
Yeah.
Have you really never heard of this movie? I feel like it's
no.
a pretty famous
No, I've never heard of this.
Foreign movie.
When did it come out?
2000-ish.
Oh.
Here it is.
Asian serial killer. Huh?
Okay. She's pretty hot.
She's very hot. Paco, have you seen this? I thought I showed it to you.
Is this a man?
I just keep forgetting.
Oh, fuck off.
Ew. Haha, I turned my one podcast into my other podcast.
Oh, my God. Dude, what the fuck?
Where's the man?
It was 99.
Thank you.
Is he beating? Oh, yeah.
Yep. Oh. It's the sound.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. It's like cutting through the bone.
Oh.
All right. Well, that's the show, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Appreciate everybody coming out. I want to thank my guests, Brendan Sagalo, Anthony DeVito. I appreciate you guys' time so much. Thank you for hanging out with us today. And on behalf of everybody here at Gas Digital and my bestie, Einon Fidance, this is Zach saying bye, guys.